Some good advice is never eat anything you find between the car seats.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Well, good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. How are you this fine Monday morning? I, myself, a little slow and lazy. It's horrible weather here in Denver. We just had a storm. There was lots of rain, hail, and dog piss everywhere. That's right. When it storms, the dogs get scared, and they pee on everything. That just reminds you that you love them, and you don't kill them for pissing on everything in the house. Am I right? Am I right? Yeah. That's a hashtag on Twitter, right? Am I right? Am I right? Yeah, you know I am. I was just on Twitter this morning. I have to admit it, I'm addicted. And for those that haven't followed me yet, you can find me on Twitter, at Steve McGrew. That's that at sign, you know, the little A with a circle thing around it. And Steve McGrew, it's that easy. But I'm addicted. I laid in bed this morning while it was storming and just tweeted my ass off. I don't know what I was tweeting about. Go check it out and let me know. And might be something worth talking about. I do remember tweeting something about lies we tell ourselves, you know, just to make ourselves feel better. Just those lies. Like, you know, I'm only going to eat half of this foot-long Subway sandwich. Yeah, you bought the foot-long. But you lied to yourself by saying, I'm only going to eat the 6 inches, and then you eat the 12 inches. Why'd you just buy the 6-inch? See, you lied to yourself. Oh, I'm going to take this home. I'll save it. It'll be dinner later. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, what it turned in later was poop, because you ate the whole thing. People followed up my tweet. I don't know. But anyway, they followed up with saying, Felicia Michaels did, I'm never, ever pinky swear, handle my grandmother's grave, gonna order room service again. There's a lie we definitely tell ourselves. Socks Lewis put, if I eat just the top part of this large pizza, that will be no carbs, right? Right. She also put, these 4-inch heels make me look thinner. Okay, sure. What are some of the lies that we do tell ourselves? Oh, things like, today is going to be a very productive day. I enjoy being single. Cellulite is genetic. This daily pint of ice cream has nothing to do with it. Oh, how about this one? Always a big one. I'm never drinking again. I swear, that's it. Well, oh, please, God, if I live through this, I'll never drink again. I'll never let anybody get that close and hurt me again. I can't wait for my parents to get here. This is going to be a great vacation. I'm single by choice. I'm not drunk. I'm just clumsy. You know, I just can't worry about other people's feelings. I'm going to start this novel tonight. And the one we all know and love, I'm not fat. I'm just big boned. What are some of the lies you think you've told yourself or do tell yourself? What are some of the ones that you've heard people say? Go to Twitter, put on hashtag lies you tell yourself, or you can just tweet me and let me know, or you can write me, mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. I think we all do it. I think we all lie to ourselves. I was lying to myself all morning as I was lying there in bed thinking, yeah, I'm going to get up here in just a second and start this podcast. Yeah, I woke up at 8 and it's a little after noon and I'm finally starting it. So I lied to myself all damn morning. I'm lying to myself right now thinking, this instant coffee is some of the best I've ever had. Yeah, my dumb ass is drinking instant coffee again. Lazy ass did not want to get up and make a pot of coffee. I'll just make a cup of instant. Yeah. It's going to get better. Maybe I will get up in here in a second. Maybe I'll get up in here in a second and go make some real coffee. Try to get my blood going, pumping, get my brain going. Did you know that today, July 9th, is International No Bra Day? That's right, No Bra Day. I hope you're celebrating with the rest of us here at the International Center for No Bra Day. That's one holiday I can get behind. Actually, it's one holiday I can get in front of. that was weak, but I had to do it. It's the law. As a comic, you look for an opening, and you take it, no matter what it is. I took it. Shouldn't have. It was like taking a bad exit in a neighborhood that you don't know. You know is a bad neighborhood, and I exited right into it, and pew, I got shot for that lame joke. That's right. Stay out of that lame-ass joke neighborhood. Yo, Vato, did you bring your lame-ass, white ass into this good joke neighborhood? I did. Pop a cap in his ass. Your joke-o was no good-o here in this neighborhood-o. Yeah, see, I can speak Spanish. Everybody can. All you gotta do is put O at the end of every word. Isn't that right? I was watching the television-o when somebody knocked on the door-o. It was Zorro at the door-o. He tried to kiss me-o on the El Lipos, and I said, hell no, I'm a no-homo. Wait, that's Italian. That just sounded Italian. Now I'm hungry. I want some spaghetti. Oh, I do love good Italian food, like Carrabba's or the olive tree. Olive garden, that's it. Olive tree. Yeah, let's go down to the olive tree and get some good Italian food, because they got that, you know, the bottomless salad and the breadsticks. Isn't that the, like, every secretary's wet dream? Oh, let's... For lunch today, let's all get together and we'll go to the Olive Garden. It's to be like a little girl's lunch. And they can sit around and eat salads and go, have you read 50 Shades of Grey? Oh, it's the best book I've ever read. It's like about S&M. It's about a guy that just like abuses this girl. And it's fantasy. I love it.
Huh? Abuse? S&M? You love it? They ought to make a movie out of it.
I think they are, dumbass. Oh, yeah. They want Matthew McConaughey to play the lead? Is that what I heard? Matthew McConaughey as the lead guy. Yeah, that's what you want. You want the guy from Dazed and Confused going, yeah, I'm gonna, I can't even do Matthew McConaughey's voice, which was brought up the other day. Miss Thang goes, you know, you ought to learn how to do Matthew McConaughey's voice so you could talk to me. What? You want me to talk to you in Matthew McConaughey's voice? What kind of role-playing is this? I'm not doing that kind of role-playing at all. Daddy does not play Matthew McConaughey role-playing. I'm not going to do it. But if you want to go put on this Baywatch bikini and come back, we can talk. All right? Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think so. Let's just be our boring-ass selves. All right? I'll put on some underwear and socks. You throw on a sweatshirt, and we'll watch some TV. If it gets past 8, we might fall asleep. Miss Thing right now is listening going, why do you have to say this stuff? We're not boring. You're going to make people think we're boring. Okay, we're not boring. We don't sit around in our sweats and underwear and watch TV and go to bed at 8. We are party-ass people. We don't even start getting ready till 9. Sometimes we don't go out till 11 o'clock at night. We'll party all night and you'll go directly to work because we are just some freaky-ass party people. That's right. We are the not boring people. Ah, lies we tell ourselves. Ting! All right, well, Miss Thing could not make it today. We were up late last night. Party-ass people! And what did we do last night? What that you actually would give a shit about? What did we do? Where'd we go? Oh, that's right. We were in bed by 9. Yeah. No, we went and had sushi with some friends, and Miss Thang got sake bombed. You ever had those? The sake bombs? You drop the sake down in the beer, slam it? I don't drink. I don't know what it's like, but apparently it looked like they were having a lot of fun. And as the designated driver, I always have fun because I get to listen to everybody talk on the way home. Nothing better than drunk chatter, is there? Oh, yeah. Nothing makes you want to swerve the car into a pole like drunk chatter. Sometimes I don't even think drunk accidents are caused by drunk people. I think it's just a designated driver that gets tired of listening to your drunk shit and kills everybody. This right here is where girl thoughts kick in. What are girl thoughts, you say? Well, they're the things that girls think that make guys go, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. That's girl thoughts. Because right now I know somebody's hearing this.
This thing.
And she's probably going, Do I get weird when I drink? Do I say stupid shit? Huh? No, you don't. Everybody does. It's just what alcohol does. Alcohol makes you just talk about shit that doesn't matter to anybody. People that don't even speak English would watch you talk drunk for a little bit and go, la, 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 and then set themselves on fire because they don't want to hear drunk chatter. That's just the way it works. Ah, girl thoughts. You ever been around girl thoughts? When you're just sitting around, everything's good, you're watching TV, everything's fine, all of a sudden out of nowhere. What would you do if I was kidnapped by aliens? What? Where did that come from? I don't know.
Girl thought. Girl thought. Girl thought.
See how that works? Just out of nowhere. Be driving in the car, all of a sudden you hear, Do you like my parents? What? Where'd that come from? I don't know, never mind.
Girl thoughts. Girl thoughts. Girl thoughts.
There's some freaky ass girl thoughts. They're the ones that sometimes just can make you just run out of the house. I need some time alone. Where are you going? I just need to go do something.
That's when the girl thoughts kick in. He doesn't love me anymore. He wants to get away from me. He doesn't like to spend any time with me. Girl thoughts. Girl thoughts. Girl thoughts.
Yeah, and there's girl questions, too. Every guy knows this. This may be connected to the girl thoughts, but it's just girl questions. Like, have you ever been talking to your wife or girlfriend and say, hey, I ran into Bob today. And they go, oh, how is Bob? Is he still working at that job? And you're like, I don't know. I just ran into him and I said hi. I didn't ask him about his job. Is he still dating such and such? Don't know. I didn't ask. I ran into him. I said hi. I didn't ask him if he was still dating. Are you seeing the line there? There's girl questions. They're very detail-oriented. Does Bob still wear that Atlanta Braves hat everywhere he goes? You know what? I didn't even notice. Didn't care. I saw him. It registered that it was Bob. I didn't give a shit about his clothes or what he was wearing. I said hi. That was it. He said hi. We like nodded our heads at each other. Said, good to see you. You too. Don't stay gone so long. I won't. Let's do better. And we went our way, and we'll probably won't see each other again for 10 years. We don't make those wild-ass promises we can't keep like you girls do when you run into each other. Oh, it's so good to see you. I've missed you so much. Oh, that is the most beautiful shoes I've ever seen. Where'd you get those shoes? I got them at Steve Madden. I need to go to Steve Madden. And you should, because they're having a sale right now. How much of a sale? That's like 50 to 70% off. I need to get over there. You have lost weight, too. Oh, yes, I have. I've been trying really hard. I've been on a diet. I only eat the top part of the pizza. That way, there's no carbs. Oh, you know what? We should get together for pizza. We should. You still have my number? I think so. Is it the same one you had before? It's the exact same number. Great. We should be in touch. Again, I love those shoes, girl. All right, good to see you. I swear, I'll call you next week, and we'll go have pizza. See? You wasted a lot of time with your lies.
Girl lies. Girl lies. Girl lies.
You're not going to hook up. You know you're not going to hook up. You're not going to see each other again. Both of y'all are busy. You got lives. You got things to do. You got to be in bed by 8 o'clock. Your ass has to be asleep by 9 because you have to get up at 4:30 to go to work. There is no way you're going to call this girl that you haven't seen in 10 years and go have pizza and only eat the top part of it because there's no carbs. You're not going to waste your time. You just lied to each other, and you wasted that time. So who's better? The girl lies that you're going to see each other, or the guys that go, hey, what's up? All right, take care, man. Ta-da! I think the boys win this one. Ta-da-ta! Ta-da-ta! The men win! The men win! Ta-da-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta! Men win! All right, Mudflap, stop being an ass. You don't need to rub it in like that. Why do you always have to do that? You always feel like you have to just rub it in when you're right.
Because it feels good when you rub it in. It feels good to be right.
Well, how do you know you're right? You're just living in your own little world. You live in that world of black and white. You know, not everything is black and white. There's some gray areas to life, and you need to learn that. So stop thinking that you're always right, that every decision is black and white, and if you do the right thing, you're always going to be right. Sometimes you can do the wrong thing, and it won't be wrong. It just was the wrong decision at that time. It doesn't make you wrong. I don't understand why you men always think you have to be right. Okay, liberal cat lady, you're right, I'm wrong. Go get your 30 cats and go play hacky sack on the Boulder Mall. I'm just not in touch with my touchy-feely soft side, I guess. I just can't live in the utopia world that, you know, people just make bad decisions. It doesn't make them bad people. Yeah, I know, whatever, bad decisions. You got stoned on meth and you robbed a liquor store. That doesn't make you a bad person. That just means you made a bad decision. Maybe you weren't hugged enough as a child. That could be it. You just weren't hugged enough. Maybe your dad was an alcoholic and he ran away. And you were just raised alone because, you know, you were there in the trailer and mama had to work. And, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And you were upset with your life and you got high to escape the horrors of the childhood that you were having there in the trailer. You know, you were been touched by the neighbor trailer person, and so you just started using meth to escape your life, and the next thing you know, you're a meth addict, and you've robbed liquor stores, and you stole kids' pizza money, and you're not a bad person. You just need to be understood. You know what I'm saying? We need more understanding in the world. Please, please, just try to be more understanding, Mudflap. That's all I'm asking. Sure, that's what I'll do, you freak. I will try to understand that. Here's something I don't understand. Why everybody is so excited about Kourtney Kardashian having a baby. Apparently, she had a baby. It was all over the news this morning on Twitter. I saw it, and everybody's like, congratulations, Kourtney. From the story that I made up in my head, I heard that Kourtney Kardashian went in to take a shit, and she had a baby. She didn't even know she was pregnant. She just went in there and, like, looked down and went, there's a baby in there. Huh. I just thought I was fatter than the rest of the Kardashians. But nope, she had a baby, and she named it, what did she name it? Something Scotland. I don't know why she named her baby Scotland, but she did. It's middle name is Scotland. It's probably Invade Scotland. I don't know if that's the name or not, but I don't know why you put the name of the country in there other than maybe that's where she was doing the nasty and got pregnant. Maybe that's what they did. She named the baby after where she got pregnant, but then again, she didn't know she was pregnant. So I don't know what the story goes, but I do know people that do stuff like that. They name the baby like where it was conceived, like my friend Pinto. You know you got that joke. And you're thinking to yourself, how do you have sex in a Pinto? I don't know. I really don't know, and I don't want to picture it at all because it looks painful. And what would be even more painful is trying to get the picture of my friend Pinto's parents having sex in a Pinto out of my head. But then again, that might not be as gross as Kourtney Kardashian having sex. That's pretty gross right there. Let's all come on for a second. Everybody picture Kourtney Kardashian naked. Oh, you're going to have to clean that vomit up. Look at that. You're thinking to yourself, which one is Kourtney Kardashian? This will help you remember. She's the one that looks like the Geico caveman in a girl wig. That one. Yeah, the one that's married to the guy that looks like Shaq with AIDS. Yeah, that's the one. They got that show on TV that just got canceled. Okay. Just hit the mic stand. Sorry about that. All right, I have to read this to you. This tweet just popped up on my phone from my friend Kristen Curry in the UK. When the Wizard of Oz is caught behind a curtain, he's forgiven. But when it's me, suddenly I'm a pervert. That's very funny. That's very funny. And yes, if you're caught behind a curtain, you're a pervert. So stop it. Knock it off. Depends on where the curtain is. Is it at the house or was it at the movie theater? Still don't understand why they have curtains at the movie theater. The old days, I could, it kind of makes sense. The curtains opened up and there was like a big stage with a screen behind it. Now, it's just a giant screen, but they still have the fake curtains that are come out for like 2 foot
and then they back up for 2 foot, and you're like, ooh, show's about to start because the goddamn curtain's moved. Yay! Now it's 25 minutes worth of commercials. Commercials. Yeah, they have commercials in the movie theater. Please, isn't that why we pay for shit, is to not get commercials? Don't we do satellite TV and satellite radio and other stuff like that not to have commercials? Well, that's right. It's just when stuff's free, then you can stick a commercial in it. Like, this is free, so I'm going to ask you to please support my friends at Perky Jerky. That's right. It's the jerky that's perky. It is the awesome beef jerky that is Perky Jerky. Need a lift in the morning? Try a little Perky Jerky. It's like Red Bull and meat. It's like the Perky Jerky was made out of the Red Bull balls. That's right. It wasn't, but that's my joke. So go check them out at PerkyJerky.com. See how I did that? This was free, so I stuck a commercial in it. But if I'm at the movie theater and I just paid like $18 for a movie, I don't want to see a goddamn Coke commercial. And I don't even know why Coke is running a commercial. I know what Coke is. I've seen it. I've had it. Commercials are supposed to inform you about stuff. Isn't that right? It's not like, wow, look at that new product they have there. That might make your ass clean after you take a shit. What's that called? I've never heard of it. It's toilet paper. What? They should run commercials so I know about this product. Toilet paper that will clean my ass up after I take a nasty wet shit. I don't want to walk around at work all day with my ass on fire because I didn't know about this product. Please, show me a toilet paper commercial. See, that would just be stupid, wouldn't it? Because you already know about toilet paper. You might not know about a brand of toilet paper or that they put aloe in there. Yes, aloe. That's the only one you should ever buy. Charmin with aloe. Aloe is the best thing ever. Charmin with aloe on your butt will make the rest of the day pretty. You will feel pretty all damn day. You take that morning constitutional and you wipe with Charmin, you'll be like, I feel pretty all day long. I feel pretty today, if you know what I mean. All right, well, Miss Thing isn't here today. She will be back tomorrow. We'll record some tonight. But I will go ahead and do a little bit of news off my iPad. We will call this News Off My iPad. That's very creative. I should have a song. It's the news. It's the news. It's the news off my iPad. See, it's kind of got a country thing. All right, here's the first one because I saw this and I was kind of shocked. Morgan Freeman, who we all know and love, because, you know, Morgan, he's one of the best, most recognizable voices ever. The words that typically come out of his mouth are they're amazing, you know, because he's got that voice, that Morgan Freeman voice. Well, this is totally, totally weird. This is from an interview he did with NPR. Morgan Freeman says, we have not had a black president yet. What? What about Obama? All right, well, this is what he said. He said, he's not black enough to be America's first black president. Quote, Barack had a mama and she was white, very white, American, Kansas, middle of America. He also added, America's first black president hasn't arisen yet. Obama is America's first mixed race president, Freeman said. Okay, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, even if yours is wrong. What do you mean not black enough? Who's supposed to be the black president? Flavor Flav? Boy, you wonder why I called this Congress meeting? Boy, it's what time it is. Or maybe it was the guy from Digital Underground. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Is that supposed to be the black president? I'm very confused. What is supposed to be the black president? Morgan, please drop a name. Is it supposed to be Mike Tyson?
I'm the president of the United States. I'll make some very important decisions, and then I will knock you ass out.
Or maybe it was that other guy that did that. Mama said knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Mama said take you out, and you can vote for me.
All right, Mudflap, why did you have to do those voices? Why did you do that? That's very stereotypical.
Well, I know. That's what Morgan Freeman is talking about. Bitch, I don't understand what the point was. I don't understand what black enough is. Am I not white enough? What the fuck? I don't understand. Do you eat mayonnaise and eat hot dogs on holidays? Yes. Well, then you're white enough to be the president. Well, what's he saying? If you don't eat fried chicken and watermelon on holidays, you're not black enough to be the president? What the fuck?
somebody all get together, make a decision on what black is supposed to be, and share it with the rest of us out here. That's all I'm asking. Apparently, we need a referendum to let us know exactly what black is, because I don't even know what white is. I'm confused by that stereotype. That's not a stereotype. This is risen above. This is below. I'm confused. I assumed Obama was the first black president because everybody kept saying he was the first black president. But then again, I kept hearing that Clinton was the first black president because he was getting a lot of ass. That's what I heard. Everybody kept saying, Clinton, he's the first black president. Okay, he looked as white as me, but I'm confused. We need to all get together and have definitions. We need definitions. Please, if you'd like to send me those definitions, I would love to see it, because apparently Morgan Freeman, I thought you were a black actor, but I'm wrong. You're apparently just a white man playing another man who's playing another man, because it's one of my favorite scenes in a movie ever. Robert Downey Jr., I'm just a black man who's playing another man, or something like that. What'd he say? That was hysterical, because he did a great job of pulling it off. I watched a movie last night called Hesher. Have you ever seen that? Hesher with Natalie Portman. About this guy that moves into this family's house and kind of takes over the house. And he scares them all so they won't run him off. It's a very weird movie. And if it's on cable, which it was last night, check it out. I'll give it, what will I give this? I will give it 3 out of 5 because I wasn't sure that I liked it, but by the end of it, I did like it because I liked the message that it had. It was just weird up until one point that you go, oh, all right, well, that's very sad, and I got the message, and I feel bad, and I'm going to call my mom and dad and grandparents, and I need to reach out and touch them and be a better person. This show today, as in almost everyone I've ever done, has been all over the road. I am like a 4-year-old driving daddy's car. Did you ever do that when you were little? My grandfather would do that. He would put me in his lap when I was a little kid and go, oh, I've been snake bit. You have to drive me home. What? I'm 5, 6 years old. I'm scared shitless now. What do you mean drive you home? And you've been snake bit. And he would laugh and pretend to be sick while I was scared driving the car. But you know what? I learned to drive a car. After about the 4th or 5th time that he did that, I realized he wasn't really snake bit, that he was just giving me excuse and playing with me to drive the car. So thank you, Daddy Bill, for letting me drive the car while you're, air quote, snake bit. Ah, childhood memories. You gotta love them. All right, boys and girls, it's getting to be about that time. What time is it? Well, it's about the elliptical time, when people start wrapping up their exercising, because that's the clock we go by. Hope you had fun. I've had a great time today in the basement alone with Pooh Bear. I'd like to thank my co-host Pooh Bear, who has been quietly in my lap today. So, Pooh Bear must have eaten and gotten over here and relaxed. So thank you, Pooh Bear. Thank you guys again for listening. I do appreciate it. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. Find the Remasculate page on Facebook. You can find me, where else can you find me? Oh, on Instagram. I love Instagram. Look for me at Steve Mudflap McGrew on Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, get it. It's the one app that I'm throwing out and recommending for everybody right now. Which, the other day I was thinking I'm going to start doing like segments for this show, like doing like Monday is such and such, Tuesday is app day, Wednesday might be movie reviews, Thursday might be read the news with marshmallows in your mouth day. I don't know. I'm just going to start coming up with stuff. And if you got ideas for weird bit and idea days, make sure you send them to me, mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. Pick up your perky jerky. I'm trying to get Pop Chips on board right now, so if you like Pop Chips, pick some of those up, because I do love Pop Chips. The barbecue, I'm loving. But let's say what we always do at the end of this show. God bless America! And keep on listening to the Oak Ridge Boys.
I bid you adieu.